It's essential to choose the right vendors, and one of the best ways to do this is through weighted factors using fairness and best value. Of course, every company is going to be different, but some factors that are likely to be on most, if not all, company lists would include price, quality of work, expertise, availability to do the work within the time requested, meeting, of course, entity standards, reliability using documented past performance, if that's applicable, whether the company is properly funded, looking at their company financials, whether they're accredited, the vendor's ability to provide upkeep, maintenance, or enhancement services for the item, and whether the company is certified as a disadvantaged minority and or women-owned business enterprise. Considering these factors, let's work through an example scenario together. All right, the chart on the screen describes four different vendors. Let's go through them and see which one all of you think will be the optimal responsible vendor for a time-sensitive construction contract. Any government folks out there, just ignore the construct of low bid for purposes of this. But vendor A has bid a price of $250,000, has over 10 years of experience, is accredited and financially sound, has availability to start the projects in 5 months, and is DMWBE certified. Vendor B has bid a price of $240,000, has 1 year of experience, is accredited but is not financially sound, has immediate availability to start work on the project, and is certified DMWBE. Vendor C bid a price of $200,000, has over five years of experience, is not accredited but is financially sound, has availability to start work on the project in 3 months, and is not certified as DMWBE. Vendor D bid a price of $260,000, has over 15 years of experience, is accredited and financially sound, has immediate availability to start work on the project, and is certified as DMWBE. Okay, given the very, very limited facts that we know here, how many of you think vendor A would be the optimal responsible vendor? Okay, nobody. How about vendor B? All right, vendor C? Okay. How about vendor D? Okay. Well, in true lawyer fashion, the answer is it depends. Of course, every business is going to weigh factors differently given individual business needs and scoring criteria. Reasonable minds can differ greatly, and no two people are going to look at the factors the exact same way. In this situation, I gave you incredibly limited information, but I would choose vendor D. Even though vendor D was slightly more expensive than the others, it had the most expertise, had immediate availability to do the work, and was certified DMWBE. So going back to the previous slide, vendor A hit almost all of the boxes, but it couldn't start work on the project for 5 months. As I mentioned, this is a time-sensitive construction contract. Is that a deal breaker? It's going to depend on your business and their needs. Vendor B only had 1 year of experience and is not financially sound. Is that a deal breaker? Well, think of it. What if you decided to secure a payment performance and warranty bond in connection with the project? Would that change things? Vendor C by far had the lowest price at $200,000, but wasn't accredited, couldn't start the project for 3 months, and isn't DMWBE certified. However, if your company weighted price well above everything else, vendor C might be your optimal responsible vendor. To throw another wrench into things, if you just switch one of these factors around, this can significantly change the outcome of this hypothetical. So for example, what about if vendor D was not DMWBE certified? Would you go with a different vendor, or would you go with none of the vendors? Again, really the takeaway here is that it's going to depend on your business needs and scoring criteria, which is why they're absolutely essential to thoughtfully choose the optimal responsible vendor for your organization. So now that we've gone through that we need a responsible vendor, what can companies do in order to actually get vendors interested in competing for your company's business? Outreach to vendors and industry groups. One of the only ways to truly get the best value for your organization is to have a robust number of vendors willing to competitively compete for your business. Although the public sector, of course, has to advertise, additional outreach is also key to create awareness of contracting opportunities to the public and develop relationships with vendors. Outreach is also very important to learn and discuss project goals, including any business diversity goals. Outreach is not only important for your company, but it's also really great for the vendors. Vendors can promote their businesses, connect with stakeholders, network and develop relationships, and get questions answered from the business on upcoming opportunities. So, what else can companies do to increase vendor participation in procurements? Make the process easy for them. The easier you make your process, the more competition you're likely to get and the better product you will get in the end. Making forms predictable and similar can be very helpful for many vendors. Also, encouraging questions from vendors so everyone is aligned from the get-go. Online portals can help provide prospective vendors guidance on where to find applicable documentation, how to complete the required documentation, and the importance of being responsive. It's also important to take a step back and evaluate your current vendors. Consider other vendors instead of immediately defaulting to the incumbent. Encourage joint ventures between big players and DMWBEs to help ease the burden of a formal procurement process and get more competition and a better product in the end.